Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Spend this hour with us learning how you can protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of an extended healthcare situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting long-term care planning options available. As a certified long-term care planning specialist, Brian Ott will help you make sense of your options. Now, here's your host of Long-Term Care Radio, Brian Ott.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. You know, back in 2006, I started looking into long-term care insurance policies, really for my mom. That's how I got into this business. My father had been killed in an accident, and we just thought it made sense to try to get a plan in place to give her some, some funding and some additional protection. And I will tell you that back in 2006, the long-term care insurance market was dominated by traditional pay-as-you-go plans. And that's what we, you know, those were the original plans that came out in the 1970s. But in 2006, the long-term care insurance industry was also starting to just turn into some pretty strong headwinds, which mostly was based on declining interest rates. And if we think about this, what an insurance company does are cash reserve companies. And so a lot of people always want to know, like, how does an insurance company work? Well, they have to have cash reserves. They're a guarantee. So, right, they've got to be able to provide, you know, the benefit, whatever it is. If the house burns down, if it's long-term care insurance, if it's wrecking your car, that's their liability. And so what they have to do is they have to be able to have the cash in order to pay these claims. And so cash reserve companies means mostly that they're just going out buying government treasuries. And so the government treasuries, when we look back at it, like a 30-year treasury in the 1980s peaked at over 15%. And then it just started its downhill, you know, descent since then. Rates have just been going lower and lower year after year after year. So that started putting a lot of pressure on these insurance companies because they just weren't getting the return on their investments that they had predicted earlier. And so they started really making some changes. They started limiting some of the riders. They started taking away some of the funding options on traditional plans. And I did a show on this a few weeks ago about different funding options. And we're talking about there used to be 10 pay and paid up at 65 and 20 pay, all on traditional plans. And so they started taking those away, and they started really kind of limiting some of the riders and some of the additional benefits and the payback features and the things that used to be on these traditional plans. And eventually, the interest rates got to the point where many carriers started just stepping away from the business altogether. So in 2010, the 30-year treasury dipped below 4% and it stayed there. So that means the average yield was now down below 4%. Well, imagine that the very, you know, basic traditional plans, what was common back in the day was a 5% compounding inflation rider. That meant your benefit was growing by 5%. And yet here the insurance company is getting less than 4% on their investments. And so it was a very, very difficult time. And so really around 2010, we started seeing the exit. We started seeing the exit doors open, and a lot of companies just ran for the exits. And we went from over 120 companies in 2000 down to fewer than 10 companies today. And so that is a huge difference on the traditional long-term care insurance. You know, it's like 90% of those companies are gone. They are no longer in the market. Now, for those people that had a policy with a company that got out of the business, their policy is still good. It's just that the companies decided they're not going to sell anymore. They're not going to, they just couldn't mitigate the risk with the low interest rate environment. Now, at about the same time in 2006, the Pension Protection Act was signed into law, and that was signed into law by President Bush. And it was also known as Public Law 109-280, and it was a wide-ranging piece of legislation which primarily focused on reforms to the pension governance. And so really what it was designed to do is you hear all the stories, you know, the movie Wall Street, it was based on that, these leverage buyouts where these guys would go in and buy out a company and then they'd raid the pension fund, the money that had been set aside to pay these pensions. And so they started really putting a lot more rules into effect, and that's really what the focus of the law was. However, within the Pension Protection Act, there was a Section 844 that dealt with annuities, long-term care, and gave us some new tax advantages. So as of January 1st, 2010, that's when those rules went into effect for the long-term care. They basically gave us new ways to fund plans, and they gave us new tax advantages that weren't there on the existing asset-based plans. Now, versions of asset-based plans, believe it or not, have been around since the late 80s, I think 1989, so late 80s, early 90s. but they were pretty limited in their original models. And mostly not a lot of options, not a lot of riders, not a lot of payment or funding different options. But today, thanks to the Pension Protection Act and the simplification of those previous tax issues, asset-based plans, by the way, they're also called linked benefits. That's what the IRS calls them, linked benefits, meaning we're linking long-term care insurance with another benefit. But these new linked benefits or these asset-based plans started attracting a lot of attention from the insurance carriers who started developing programs. And so now today, as that traditional market has sunk, what we're really seeing is all the innovation and the technology and the new programs coming out are on that asset-based side of the equation, which is really good. So today, even though we have fewer carriers in the market selling long-term care insurance, we also have more options than we ever have had before, more ways to design plans, more riders, more ways to get your money into the plan, different funding options. And the great thing about the asset-based plans is, you know, again, what makes them so great is win, lose, or draw. If we don't use the long-term care insurance, we don't need it, there's going to be some value in that policy outside of just the long-term care insurance. So I talked about, you know, funding options in the past on a different show, but today I'm going to take some time and I want to discuss three unique funding options for asset-based plans that are often overlooked. Because as we have all these carriers that have come into the market now bringing these long-term care plans, well, we also have some very advantageous ways to fund these plans. And the three that I'm going to talk about today are, number one is reverse mortgage, number two is a 1035 exchange, and number three is using retirement accounts. And these all have some kind of unique features and different ways that we can get that money into a long-term care insurance plan that will pay you back if you don't use it. So let's start off today talking about the very, you know, I think it's the 900-pound grill out there for a lot of people, and that's the reverse mortgage. You know, first off, what is a reverse mortgage? It's almost like a four-letter word. But really, it's simply a loan on your home equity without a required monthly payment. What a lot of people don't understand is that there is no payment required, but you can still pay that loan down. It's just a loan. It's just like if you go out and you buy a house with just a normal mortgage, well, guess what? You just have to have a monthly payment. A reverse mortgage, you're doing the same thing. You're borrowing money against the equity. It's just that they're designed so where you don't have to make a payment. So you can set up as a line of credit. You can set up as a lump sum. You can set it up as just get monthly installment checks deposited into your account that's coming out of the equity of your home, and therefore the balance is growing up. Or going up over time if you're not making any payments. But here's the difference. You don't have to make those payments while you're alive. You know, you don't have to pay the loan off as long as you're living in the house. Now, upon your death, it works the same way as if you have a regular mortgage on your house. You can leave the house to your family. They can pay the house off if they want. They can go refinance that loan and pay the house off. Or they can sell the home and pay the loan off. It's up to them. And quite frankly, honestly, the vast majority of people work hard to pay their homes off. They leave them to their kids, and 90% of them get sold right away. So that's the reality, but they can still do that. And so a lot of people will set up a reverse mortgage with a line of credit where they can draw money as they need it. They will also just, you know, very common is to get maybe a small lump sum out and then have a line of credit, or you can even set it up as an income stream. So if you just want regular monthly payments coming in to help supplement your income, you can do that. That's what reverse mortgages are known for. So how do you use and why would you use a reverse mortgage to fund a long-term care insurance plan? Well, the main reason is because you can get the leverage of the insurance plan, meaning that let's just assume that you have $200,000 of equity in your home. You could use that $200,000 in a reverse mortgage to pay for long-term care, but that's it. That's all you would have. You would have the $200,000 and that's it. If you took that same $200,000 and you moved it over into an insurance plan, you would now have $600,000 of long-term care insurance or more. So you're going to get usually three times leverage right out of the gate. And sometimes you can get an unlimited long-term care policy. But the idea is that's why you would do it is because you instantly turn a dollar of that equity into $3 of tax-free long-term care insurance. And if you set that plan up and it's done correctly and you don't use the long-term care plan on an asset-based plan, well, guess what? That money's going to be there to be paid back to the estate. So the estate can say, well, we're going to use that money to turn around, pay the loan back, you know, whatever it is. So that's one way you can do it. You can also set up a reverse mortgage like with a line of credit, and you could just take monthly installment payments or annual installment payments. So you could set up a pay-as-you-go type of plan as well too. Now, I started talking about the reverse mortgage today on these three different funding options, and the main reason why I did that is because I truly think it's one of the most overlooked options out there, and I think it mostly comes from a misunderstanding of how reverse mortgages work. People are afraid the bank's going to take their home, and they're not. The bank's not going to do that. People are afraid they can't leave their home to their family if they have a reverse mortgage. That's not true. It works just like a forward mortgage. They can leave it to whoever they want. People think a reverse mortgage is expensive. And it's not. It's all relative. Long-term care insurance is, or long-term care, the cost of long-term care is expensive, but it's not, you know, the cost to set up a reverse mortgage is insignificant to, it's going to be one of your monthly benefits in a long-term care insurance plan. And I think a lot of people believe it's a last resort. So they don't want to, you know, it's a matter of pride. Own your home, not have a mortgage on it. They think it's only for people that have no other choice. And, you know, folks, I will tell you that that's just not true. In fact, they had to make some changes to reverse mortgages because of what a lot of people figured out, especially the wealthy people. There's some wonderful tax advantages and some wonderful flexibility of having a reverse mortgage. And if you're single, by the way, the biggest risk you face of losing your home is running out of your assets and ending up on Medicaid, because the government will then come in and put a lien on your property. So when you turn around and try to give your house to your kids at that point, there's going to be a lien on it anyway from any Medicaid costs that you're paid out. So reverse mortgages are overlooked. They can be a wonderful tool. And if you have equity, it can allow you to allow your retirement account to continue to grow and pull out some of that money out of the equity in your home. And not make payments if you don't want to, but you can if you want to as well too. So I need to squeeze in a quick break, but stick around. When we come back, we're going to continue the funding options with a 1035 exchange and using retirement accounts. I'll be right back.
New asset-based programs protect your savings and your family, and even pay you back if you never use them. Make sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free live webinar classes at 525longtermcare.com.
The issue of long-term care is so important. A lot of states like Washington are seeking to pass laws requiring payroll deductions to fund it. But the reality is the state's solution is simply a drop in the bucket that will not provide meaningful protection for you or your family. 525 Advisors can provide meaningful coverage through new plans with guaranteed leverage that turn every dollar into at least $3 of long-term care coverage tax-free. And you get your money back if you never use it, just like the custom plan my wife and I got. Join Brian Ott from 525 Advisors for an upcoming free live webinar. Learn how repositioning some of your savings is a secure way to triple your money today to pay for the high cost of long-term care. Like the state, we agree long-term care is a serious issue, but don't settle for the government's flawed plan. Learn your own options. Attend an upcoming 525 Advisors free live webinar. For the schedule, go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors. Over the years, I've had the opportunity to protect many people and their families with long-term care planning. However, I've also seen how long-term care events devastate families and turn the last years for the family into their worst years. Many people believe the downside from a long-term care situation is limited to financial loss. Yet often, it's the emotional damage that lingers and hurts the family members the most. Watching a loved one go through their savings is one thing, but watching a loved one lose their dignity is far worse. Long-term care insurance provides a dedicated source of funds to help pay for your care when you need it. But more importantly, it provides you with a team of trained professionals that will help you and your family manage your care. Learn how you can stay in control of your care options, maintain your dignity, and protect the people you care about most by attending one of our upcoming live webinars. Sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back. And again, you just heard some ads there. We do have a couple classes coming up in August. Believe it or not, we're rolling into August. The show is for Saturday the 30th is when it's going to air live. But our next class is going to be Saturday the 13th of August. And then we're going to have one the following Thursday on the 18th. All the time and the information and the sign-up process is at 525longtermcare.com. If you just joined us, I'm talking today about some kind of unique funding options that are overlooked, and specifically for these asset-based plans that pay us back. And so we just talked about using a reverse mortgage. There's a wide way to do a wide range of programs that you can fund with a reverse mortgage, and it makes a lot of sense because you get the leverage. You turn a dollar of home equity into $3 of tax-free long-term care benefit, and if you don't use your plan, you get your money back. So it's really a great way to set up one of these asset-based plans. The next thing I want to talk about, and this is directly tied to the Pension Protection Act, and that's using a 1035 exchange. And so a 1035 exchange is when we are moving the value of a contract, in either an annuity or a life insurance contract, into a long-term care insurance contract. And what I mean by that is if you have life insurance, so if you have life insurance with a surrender value or what they call cash value, so it's usually going to be on permanent life insurance. But let's say that you paid $50,000 in premiums and you've got $75,000 of value in that contract, meaning if you cancel, you'd have $75,000. Well, if you just cancel the plan, you'd have to pay tax on that $25,000 gain because you paid $50,000 in premium. They give you $75,000 back. You got to pay the tax on the gain. The same in an annuity. If you put in $100,000 into a deferred annuity and down the road it's worth $200,000, well, when you go to use that $200,000, you've got to pay tax on that first $100,000 as it comes out. You got to pay income tax on it. It's because that was your gain. So under the Pension Protection Act, they said, wait a second, we're going to allow you to take that gain. So take that annuity, for example. And it works the same in the life insurance, but take that annuity that we put $100,000 into and now it's worth $200,000. If we move that over to a long-term care insurance contract, the Pension Protection Act said, now you can take all of that gain out tax-free. So that $100,000 you made, you don't have to owe any tax on it at all. That's going to come out tax-free to pay for long-term care. But it gets even better than that, because what you're doing when you move it over to a long-term care insurance contract, in most cases, depending, you know, if you're healthy enough, you're going to get three times the leverage on that at least. So that $200,000 in your annuity now becomes $600,000 of tax-free long-term care. And that means when you go on claim, you can pull all of that money out tax-free, including that $100,000 gain that you had in the existing annuity. So that is really the home run of the Pension Protection Act, because there are literally billions and billions of dollars in annuities out there. They could be a multi-year guaranteed annuity. They could be a deferred annuity, an indexed annuity. It doesn't matter. You are able to now not only pull the gain out tax-free for long-term care, you can leverage it up. Now, there is some kind of underwriting, of course, to get that leverage, but the goal is, I mean, think about it. Even if you could just get your gain out tax-free, that's a win for you. But now if you can turn a dollar into $3 and all of your gain comes out tax-free, that's just fantastic. So that's what we mean by a 1035 exchange. It's just really we're going to take cash value in either life insurance or cash value in an existing annuity. We're going to move it into a new contract. If you don't use the plan, it's still your money. You still have it. Annuity is going to go to annuity. Life insurance can go to, it's life insurance has a death benefit, which comes back tax-free. So they generally, we try to put those into a linked benefit that has some kind of life component, but you don't have to. You could put that into an annuity-based chassis as well too, but the annuities cannot go into a asset-based plan that has a death benefit because the death benefits come back tax-free. So what happens is, you know, you've got to kind of just think like to like in most cases. But anyway, it's just a great, great thing to look at. If you have a deferred annuity, if you have life insurance with cash value in it, it's something you certainly want to consider when looking at funding one of these long-term care plans. Now, the last thing I want to talk about, we talked about reverse mortgages. We talked about 1035 exchanges. And again, we're talking about three kind of unique funding options for these asset-based long-term care plans. The last thing I want you to really consider is using retirement accounts. That's where the vast majority of people have the vast majority of their savings, in IRAs, or it still might be a 401k through your company. It's just money that has not been taxed. So we're putting all this money into these accounts, and the reason why we're doing that is because they're growing tax deferred. But when we turn 72, we have to start taking that money out. That's called a required minimum distribution. You can start taking it out at 59 and a half, but by the time you're 72, you have to take it out. And what happens then, that money comes back to you. You have to claim that money as income. That's what the way retirement accounts work, is we didn't pay tax on it on the front side. We're going to pay tax on it and all the gain on the backside at income tax levels. So when we're talking about using retirement accounts, let's just say for an IRA, an IRA. So we took our 401k, we retired, and we rolled it into an IRA. But it can work the same if you have an existing 401k. It doesn't matter what you call it. But let's just say it's in an IRA. If we take a single lump sum out of that IRA and we go out and we buy a house or we go out and we buy a car, guess what? We have to pay the tax on that. We have to claim it. So if we take $300,000 out of it, we have to claim that $300,000 as income and pay income tax on it this year. When we move it over into an asset-based plan, we get some additional tax advantages. We can spread those taxes out. We still have to pay income tax on that withdrawal, but not all in one big lump sum. So what happens, our most popular plan by far, we'll take that lump sum of money out. So just say it was $200,000. We're going to take that money out of the retirement account. You're going to have an instant leverage of long-term care insurance. So it's going to be worth, you know, maybe $600,000 of long-term care or $900,000, or might be an unlimited policy. But what you're going to do when Uncle Sam for the tax bill is you're going to actually get to spread the taxes out over 10 years. So the IRS is going to see you pulling out a small amount of money every year for 10 years. You're going to get a 1099-R. So it's the same as if you go down and take a withdrawal from your retirement account to give you a 1099-R at the end of the year. And that just says, hey, you took out $50,000. That's the amount that you claim as income. It's like a W-2. You claim it as income and you pay tax on it. Well, we get to spread that out over 10 years. And the advantage of that is those 1099s will count towards required minimum distribution. So if you're 72 and you have to take out required minimum distributions, that money that the insurance company is technically pulling out is counting towards your RMDs. And so it's really a win-win, especially for people that don't need that RMD money. They are forced to take the money out, but they don't really need it to live on. And what this does, which is really great, is it takes money that is always taxable and it turns it into tax-free money. So at the end of the time, let's say that you end up in long-term care, well, that benefit comes back to you tax-free. But if you never use the plan, guess what? Well, the money that's paid back to your estate is now tax-free. It's not IRA money anymore because we spread those taxes out. We paid those taxes out over 10 years. We do have like a savings-based plan that will do it over 5 years. But regardless, the advantage is you get the advantage of having a lump sum policy, which generally means you're going to get about 20% more insurance right up front by taking a lump sum out of your IRA than if you were just making the payment yourself. Now, you can still do that, and a lot of clients do that. It's just that there's nothing special about that. So if you set up an asset-based plan and you were going to make 10 payments of $25,000 a year for 10 years, well, you could just go down to your IRA and you could pull out $25,000 every year. You could do that. But if you're going to do it in a lump sum, you wouldn't have to do that. You would be able to do the whole thing for maybe, you know, $210,000 instead of that $250,000 over 10 years. You put the $210,000 in up front, and you're going to get a little bit more leverage. You're going to get a little bit bigger bang for your buck. So that's why people do that. So again, you know, as Ed Slott says, the CPA, the biggest downside to retirement accounts is that people forget that the taxes are coming due on those. And what they did with the SECURE Act is they said, look, when you die and you leave an IRA to your kids, now the kids have to pull all that money out in 10 years. They have to pull it out in 10 years. They can't spread it out over their lifetime anymore. And the reason why they did this is because they now can get a higher percentage of that money in taxes. Because let's face it, if you're 55 and you're in your working prime and your parents die and they leave you $200,000 and you got to pull that out in 10 years, well, that $20,000 you add in is going to be on top of the income that you're making. So you're going to pay a higher tax rate on it than probably what your parents would have paid. So that's why they did that. And that brings me back to a very important point with retirement accounts. If you have an inherited IRA, that is a great tool to set up a long-term care plan, because what you're going to do is you've got to pull all that money out within 10 years. We can do that. We can take that lump sum. So if you inherited $100,000 from your parents, we can take that and deposit with the insurance company. You get yourself a long-term care plan. And that 1099-R that's going to be pulled out every year, you're going to get to spread the taxes out that are due. And it's going to count towards those required minimum distributions that you have to do. And at the end of those 10 years, you've got a tax-free benefit, which is just fantastic. So I'm going to take a quick break here, but stick around. When I come back, I'm going to introduce you to Simon, our client of the week, and I'm going to show you how we set up a plan using money from his IRA as a funding source. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free live webinar classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com. Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. I'll tell you a funny thing. I grow a beard maybe once or twice a year, and I had a pretty long beard going for quite a while, and it shaved in, I think, 4 or 5 months. And so then I finally shaved a couple of weeks ago, and my Face ID on my phone was just struggling, would not let me open it up. So I'm sitting there entering my password constantly, and I was thinking about it because I use my phone for the recordings for a stopwatch. And so one of those things to think of. I don't know how that technology works, but now it seems to be getting a little better at recognizing me without my beard. So I think I'm going to have to go a few months without it, definitely. So again, if you just joined us, we're going to do the client of the week right now. That's always at the bottom of the hour. And the whole idea of the client of the week is just to kind of show you an example of how we set up a plan for an existing client, why we went that route, what was important to them. And again, the idea is not to get hooked up on the numbers. The idea is more or less to just understand that there's a lot of different options out there, and that, you know, the whole idea is that there's, you know, the long-term care plans that we're putting together are specifically designed for our clients. They are custom for that person. And so the idea is just to kind of understand the process and how we go through this. And so this week I want to introduce you to Simon. Simon is 71 years old. He's retired, and he's married to Gail, who is uninsurable. And he really came to us because he wanted to make sure that he had a plan in place to protect assets for his wife. Should she need care, or if he needs care, he doesn't want to burn the assets down that might be needed for her later in life. So they had one adult daughter. They had two grandchildren. Their biggest concerns by far was not being a burden on their daughter. Their daughter had two young children, and they're like, look, you know, she's got a life, and we don't want to have to put her in a situation where she's trying to figure things out. Simon wanted to protect as much of the estate as possible for Gail since she couldn't get long-term care insurance. And he was worried that if something happened to him, you know, he's like, bottom line is if something does happen to me, I would feel guilty spending a dollar because I think that money needs to be around for Gail because she's probably going to, you know, still outlive him. She's quite a bit younger than him. And he's like, I really want to make sure that I don't blow through a bunch of assets if something does happen to me. And if Gail did need care first, Simon was in the same thing. He said he wanted to make sure that he felt that he could spend the estate down taking care of her and that he would have a plan in place to take care of him if he ended up being in care, you know, second. So he was, you know, thinking this through. He had thought about it, you know, for quite a while, quite honestly. And what we found out about him, you know, first off, Gail was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And so MS is pretty much a turndown for long-term care insurance, even though it's not manifesting into anything right now for her. It's just kind of the great unknown. So that's what makes it so difficult. So she was not able to get long-term care insurance. Simon was in excellent health, 71. Quite honestly, he was taking just minimal medication. I think he was taking a statin, and that was about it. So he had multiple options for coverage. They're both retired. Gail has a small pension and Social Security. Simon has Social Security in his retirement account. So that's really their funding there. They also had some cash savings and some investments, and they own their home free and clear. So financially, they were in pretty good shape, and they would like to age in place. Both of them really wanted to stay in their home for as long as possible. They really liked it. It was set up nicely, and so that was, you know, what they wanted if they could get that. Going into the long-term care insurance plan, so we started talking about what's important to you. And this is something I always ask my clients. Tell me about what you want your long-term care plan to do for you. What's important? Is it getting the money back? Is it paying a family member? What's really important? And quite frankly, Simon said they had really planned on self-insuring until they got the MS diagnosis for Gail. And I guess they said they just really weren't thinking about it. They just assumed, you know, they had a nice estate, the house was paid for, And they just assumed, well, we're probably not going to need it. We're not going to worry about it. And so that was kind of an eye-opener when they found out Gail got diagnosed with EMS. Their daughter told them about us, quite frankly, and that's how they found out about these new asset-based long-term care insurance plans. Their daughter had been listening to the radio program and kind of told their parents about this. You need to tune into this because I think this might be something that's really important. And so Simon started listening and started learning about long-term care, and he kind of realized this was key. This was very important for them to be able to protect assets for Gail. So he wanted to make sure that, you know, if he didn't need care, that the money was there for Gail or it would go to his daughter, you know. So again, he's sitting there saying, this is the best of both worlds. I'm hoping I don't need care, but if I don't, I don't want that money I put into this plan to just disappear. So therefore, you know, I don't want to pay a bunch of premiums to a traditional company and then just have one bad night and never use my long-term care. So that was something that was important to him. He also wanted to avoid payments if he could. They were in a savings mode right now. They were living, you know, they very comfortably, but they weren't, you know, they just didn't want to strap themselves with ongoing payments. And that was something that was, you know, if he could find a way to avoid the payments, he said that would be ideal for him. And Simon also let me know that there were cognitive issues in his family and that he wanted to make sure that he had a plan that had ongoing, lengthy claim-paying ability. You know, because again, cognitive claims can, you know, they can go on for 8 or 10 years. And so he wanted something that would provide meaningful coverage. And he also, you know, wanted the concierge claim support that we talk about. So again, this is having somebody assigned to you and your family so that your family doesn't have to figure out everything. You know, the case management, the care coordination, who's going to provide the care, the billing support, all those things like that. He wanted that kind of support. So because he's like, look, I don't know if my wife would be able to handle the situation. I don't want to have to pass that on to my daughter, and I might not be able to handle it. So he really liked that idea. And lastly, he just said he wanted a plan that would allow him to age in home for as long as possible. And again, you know, the plans do that. You've got to go out of your way to buy a facility-only policy right now. And I've never placed a client in a facility-only policy because the vast majority of people start their long-term care journey in their own homes. So that was just kind of their wish list, so to speak. So here's what we did for him. Number one, we focused our efforts on the asset-based plans, and this kind of checked the boxes for Simon. It met most of his objectives. You know, it paid his estate back if he didn't use it. They have lifetime benefits available, which he was worried about from the cognitive point of view. It could be funded without ongoing payments, and he could get that concierge claim support. So that's why we kind of put our focus onto the asset-based plans. Now, one of the issues with Simon he had was the majority of his liquid assets were in his retirement account, which he had not been touching. They had just been sitting there. They'd been really just living off the Social Security and Gail's pension, and they were comfortable on that. However, Simon just turned 72 after we took this policy out, which means he's going to have to start taking required minimum distributions now. So Simon does not need the money. And again, the required minimum distributions coming out of his account is money that you have to take out. It's a minimum amount that you have to withdraw from your social or from your retirement accounts, and it's based on your age, and it's based on the balance of your account. So based on this, I showed Simon and Gail. I said, look, you've got this problem. You're going to have to start taking these required minimum distributions. You're going to have to pay tax on that money, and you're just turning around and going to put that money back into your savings. I go, so we can do that. You can just set up a pay-as-you-go type of plan and make these payments, or we could take a lump sum out of the retirement account, spread the taxes out over 10 years, and it would count towards your required minimum distributions. And that really, really, you know, excited Simon. It really piqued his interest. Because again, what I mean by this is if you just set up you say, hey, I just want 10 annual payments, I'll just go to my retirement account and take that money out every year, you can do that. But our most popular program, what we do is we say, hey, let's just take a lump sum out. What the insurance company really does is they set up an IRA in the background on their books. And then they move that money technically on their books from the IRA into the insurance plan over 10 years. So it looks just like you set up your own 10-pay long-term care insurance plan. But you didn't. You just did it in one lump sum. You don't have any payments. You don't have any paperwork. The insurance company's taking care of that. But what they're doing is they're giving you a 1099 every year, and they're spreading the taxes out for 10 years. So that way the IRS doesn't see that you took out a big lump sum of money. What they see is you're taking out some money out of an IRA every year, and that counts as required minimum distributions. So that's what we did. And the reason why you do that, again, because you're going to get about 20% more insurance for the same amount of money going into your plan. So that's why people like to do that. So let's talk about this plan and how it works. Again, this is one of our most popular plans by far. Single deposit from his IRA for $300,000. And the way we came up with this amount was, quite frankly, we just looked at his IRA money. And Simon's saying, look, I've got to pull X amount of money out. So he was going to have to take a required minimum distribution of about $43,000. $300,000 was a little bit less than a quarter of his total IRA account. Now, we looked at $150,000, we looked at $200,000, but he ended up settling on $300,000 because A, it gives him more benefit, it gives him a higher required minimum distribution, which is going to basically cover what he has to take out, or it's going to cover a bigger chunk of what he has to take out of his IRA. So we just took a single $300,000 and we rolled it over. You're not withdrawing it from your existing IRA, we're just rolling it over. So let's say that you have an IRA with Schwab and you want to go open up another IRA with Fidelity and you say, well, I'm going to move $300,000 from Schwab to Fidelity. You didn't actually make a withdrawal. You're just moving the custodian and you're moving some of that money. So that's how these plans work. You're not making a withdrawal. We're just rolling some of that money over into a new IRA with the insurance company. So out of for that $300,000, here's what he's going to get. He's going to get $10,018 a month of benefit. So just round that off to $10,000 a month, a little over $120,000 a year, tax-free for long-term care for as long as he needs it. So that's his long-term care insurance. Unlimited lifetime benefit. He was worried about cognitive. He can be on claim for 25 years. It doesn't matter. He'll get $120,000 a year tax-free out of this plan. If he doesn't use his plan, remember he put $300,000 into it. What if he never uses it? Well, $334,000 is going to be paid back to his estate. And that's just actually the guaranteed minimum death benefit minus any long-term care plans paid out. He actually will get more money than that the first 8 years because, again, that's what's so wonderful about these plans. We're taking that $300,000 out, but the insurance company is technically putting that in the background into an IRA, and they're saying we're going to set up a 10-pay on our books of long-term care insurance. Well, what happens if you go on claim at year two? Well, the payments stop, right? On if you have your own 10-pay. Well, they do the same thing. So what's going to happen is if he goes on claim at year two, he's going to get his long-term care benefit, but then once a year, he's also going to get a check for that 1099 distribution. And by the way, that amount that is coming out, he will get a 1099 each year for $36,000. So imagine if he's on claim at year five, he's getting $10,000 a month, and then he's going to get a check for $36,000 because all the money wasn't moved out of his IRA into the long-term care insurance plan. Now, if he dies, let's say that year two he gets hit by the bus and he passes away. Well, remember, all that money wasn't moved out of the IRA. The plan has a guaranteed minimum death benefit of $334,000. So at year two, his family would get the $334,000 plus what's left in the IRA, so he'd get a check for $566,000 paid back to the state, even though he only put $300 into it. So again, folks, that's what's so wonderful about these plans. People just, they don't know they exist. And when you see this, you know, Simon was like, I can't believe I didn't do this sooner. I mean, why wouldn't I do this? I'm guaranteed to get more money back than I put into this plan. I've got immediate long-term care protection. I'm taking care of my required minimum distributions, or most of it. Remember, he has to pull out $43,000. So $36,000 of it is going to be coming out of this insurance contract each year. So technically, out of the rest of his money, let's just say it was $1.2 million. We're going to round it off here. $1.2 million, we moved $300,000 to the insurance. So he has $1.2 million. He's got to pull out $43,000. The insurance company's taking $36,000 out of their bucket every year. That counts towards that $43,000. So he only has to pull $7,000 out of his other $900,000 that's still sitting in his IRA with his Schwab account or Fidelity account or whoever it is. So when we look at this program, this is probably why this is one of our most popular plans, because you could just set up and make the payments. You could make 10 payments of $36,000. You would put $360,000 into the plan. You're actually just putting $300,000 into the plan. Now, you're going to pay tax on the $360,000 over the 10 years, and the reason why is because that IRA is earning a guaranteed interest rate. So that's how you get that 20% bonus, because you're actually earning interest. The company says, look, we will guarantee you X amount of interest to grow, so your $300,000 is actually going to cover those 10 payments of $36,000. So you're really getting the $360,000 of insurance. The IRS says, well, that's fine, but you still have to pay tax on the interest gained because it's in an IRA account. But net effect for him, it's just offsetting RMDs that he has to take out anyway. So it's just a beautiful, well-designed program. Other features about this plan that he really likes, concierge claim support. That means there's somebody assigned to him and his family, so his wife or his daughter doesn't have to try to figure out what they need to do. He's got $20,000 that will come out for home improvement and medical equipment. So again, he wants to age in home if possible, but what if he needs a wheelchair ramp or grab handles? Well, he can do that. He has $20,000 to do that with. He also has $20,000 for caregiver training. So let's say he is diagnosed with Alzheimer's and he ends up in a cognitive situation and maybe his wife needs to take a class on Alzheimer's course or medication management or something. They'll pay up to $20,000 for his family member, his wife, his daughter, whoever, for caregiver training. It's got 0-day waiting for home health care, meaning that if something happens to him and he ends up, you know, needing care right away, he doesn't have to wait 30 days or 90 days. He can get that benefit turned on right away. He has full coverage in all 50 states and in Canada. And he also has limited coverage, about half the monthly benefit, $5,000 a month for about 5 years in other countries around the world. So it does have some international coverage as well, too. And how does it work for his taxes? Again, he's going to get a 1099 each year for $36,000. That won't change. That will offset his required minimum distributions. So every year he's going to get a balance of what's left in his IRA at the insurance company, and he'll look at the balance at his Schwab account or wherever his money's at. He'll combine the two, calculate his RMDs, and then he'll subtract $36,000, and he'll just have to take out the difference because he's getting that $36,000 taken out, and it's counting towards that every single year. Now think about what this does for him. Uses an existing asset. He's got to spend that money down anyway. He's got to start taking required minimum distribution. So by using this RMD, using this retirement account, meeting a lot of his RMDs, guess what? He can leave the rest of his investments to grow. He doesn't have to pay capital gains tax or pull other money out to make those payments. It turns a taxed benefit, money that's always going to be taxable, IRA, whether he uses it or whether he passes it on to his daughter, that money's going to be always going to be taxable. It turns it into a tax-free benefit because now when the policy is all paid up and he lives a nice long life, he either gets a death benefit tax-free or he's going to get tax-free long-term care insurance out of it for as long as he needs it. It provides him access to the funds and the resources to manage his care so that his daughter and his wife don't have to worry about it. And it provides him that peace of mind that he wanted. He knows now that, hey, I've got an extra $10,000 a month now that I don't have to spend down out of my own assets that I can leave for my wife in case she needs this later on down the road. And it just, that's really what it's all about. That's what he wanted. He wanted more than anything to protect his estate for his wife because she couldn't get coverage. We've done that. And I hope he gets lucky and I hope he never uses it and he still wins. He'll still get more money back than he put into the plan. So I've got to take a quick break, come up for air, but stick around. When we come back, I want to talk to you about multi-year guaranteed annuities, what they are, and why you need to know about them. We'll be right back.
Avoid the mistake of paying unnecessary taxes, guarantee the quality of your care, and preserve your legacy and wealth by setting up your own tax-free long-term care plan. Learn more by attending Brian's free live webinar class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
You've heard me say Brian Ott with 525 Advisors is the best in the country when it comes to long-term care planning. And it's not just me saying that. Recently, Brian was recognized as the top advisor in the country for long-term care plans with lifetime benefits. That's the same type of plan my wife and I have. Well, this is the fifth year in a row he's received this award. That's truly amazing. But when I asked Brian about it, he said he couldn't do it without you, my listeners, because you get it. Yeah, you're a bit smarter than the average person. I know that. Long-term care planning is about protecting the people you care about, and government is not going to do that for you. My wife and I put a plan in place with Brian. We have the comfort of knowing that our care will be funded and managed in a time of need, taking that burden off our girls. And if we get lucky and don't need it, our plan will pay our estate back. I know it sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Get the peace of mind knowing your family's protected. Contact my friends at 525 Advisors and work with the best. They'll take time to design a custom plan just for you. Find out more at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Do you know that 7 out of 10 people past the age of 65 need at some point some sort of long-term care? That's 70%. Now, many of us think it could never happen to us or somebody else is going to be there to take care of us, but the facts are clear. Most of us will need to pay for help in the future. And not only is that help expensive, but it puts a burden on family members as well. If you've never looked at long-term care insurance because you didn't know where to start, start today with 525 Advisors. Recent changes to the Pension Protection Act have made new programs more advantageous than ever. How would you like to get your premiums back if you never use your long-term care insurance? Well, you can. How would you like to leverage some of your savings for increased coverage using tax-free dollars? Now you can. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. Protect yourself and your family members from the high cost of extended health care. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
Sign up for the next free long-term care live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com. This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back, and thanks again for tuning into Long-Term Care Radio. I appreciate your interest. You know, I'll tell you, I was out in Colorado, my house down in Creed, Colorado, for July 4th, and I found the worst plumber in the world. So if you need a plumber in Southern Colorado, like Creed or South Fork or, you know, any place like that, let me know and I will tell you the company to stay away from. I spent the entire week out there with the family with no hot water. It's 2 months. The project was supposed to be done in May. I was out there for a funeral and wasn't done then. And then I'm like, look, you need to get this done. Come back. Oh, yeah, yeah. I just need this one part. And it's like, I've got it. And let it all be right up there to fix it. A month later, 5 weeks later, 6 weeks later, still not done. So then I come into the office this week. We get this email that our hot water heater underneath our kitchen sink broke and flooded out the space down below and our hallway out here. So I've had some bad luck on the hot water karma. And I think, you know, my mom, I'm laughing because I'm like, Mom, you might be number three. She's got a hot water heater that came with the house. So the hot water heater is older than I am. It's underneath the stairs. And honestly, man, I don't know why that thing just keeps going. It's like the Everlast Bunny. It just will not stop, or the Energizer Bunny. And so it'll be kind of funny because they say it comes in threes, and I had two hot water heater problems in a row. So anyway, welcome back to Long Term Care Radio. You know, I want to spend this last few minutes I've got here on today's segment. I want to talk a little bit about annuities. You heard me talking at the beginning that the Pension Protection Act said we can move annuities over into long term care plans now through a 1035 exchange. And I tell you, when someone has a deferred annuity, I find out about them, I just get really excited because I just know that's just a great home run. What an annuity is, you know, and again, annuities like reverse mortgage, I swear, it's like for whatever reason, it's got all these negative connotations to it. But think of it, Social Security is an annuity. It's generally a source of payments, right? We annuitize something, meaning that we're going to give $100,000 to the company, and we're going to get payments every year for life. Well, that's what Social Security does. We pay all that money in, and then we get this annuity. We get this lifetime income stream coming in. Well, annuities can also be savings vehicles, and a deferred annuity is just that. And I want you to think about a deferred annuity as really just like a CD or a savings account. And the idea is that you put money into the insurance company, you can annuitize it, you can turn it into income streams at some point, but the vast majority of people don't. The overwhelming majority of annuities just sit there and they just renew year after year after year. And they never get annuitized. And so it's just a savings vehicle. And the reason why they're so popular is because unlike a CD or a savings account or a money market account that generates a 1099-I every year, which is how much interest you make that you then have to claim as income and pay taxes, annuities are deferred. And that's why they call them a deferred annuity. So the income, it grows like a retirement account. You earn that interest, it compounds, and it just sits there and it keeps growing and growing. But you don't get a 1099-I. At the end of the term, let's say you, after 10 years, your annuity is term is up, you can either roll it to another annuity or you can cash it out. You can take that money out. But when you take it out, you would then pay the tax. So it's just like a retirement account. As long as you let it sit there and go, it's fine. But then at age 72, you got to start taking it out. Well, annuities, they don't have required minimum distributions. You can just set them, let them set them and forget them, basically, is what a lot of people do. So one of our most popular plans out there, what we call a multi-year guaranteed annuity. So think of these as the CDs equivalent out there, the glorified CDs. You're going to pick a term, and usually the most common are 3 years, 5 years. You start seeing some 7 and 10 years. But as a general rule, 3 years or 5 years. And what you're saying is multi-year guarantee. So the insurance company is guaranteeing an interest rate for that period of time, the 3 years or the 5 years. And what that means is you put your $100,000 in, you earn your interest, and every year it's just going to compound. And then at the end of the 3 years, the end of the 5 years, you can roll it over to another annuity, or you can take the money out. You can put it in the stock market. You can do whatever you want. It's your money. The difference is, like in a CD, when you lock money up in a CD for 2 years or 5 years, they penalize you if you take it out. Well, annuities are going to work the same way, but there's a catch. You can also set the annuity up at the beginning to say, I want 10% out a year. I want to be able to access 10% plus any interest that I earn. So if you put $100,000 in and you earn 4% interest, so you earn $4,000 of interest. Well, so now you have $104,000 at the end of year one. Well, you could take technically $14,000 out without any penalty at all. So you do have some liquidity. You have some access that you're not going to get in CDs. And so that's something to keep in mind for people right now that are sitting there looking at savings. I was talking to a client the other day and she said, look, you need to tell people about these because I didn't even know these existed. She had all this money in CDs at just some horrific rates. And right now you can get, you know, 4% on a 3-year deferred CD. You can get 4.25% on a 5-year. And so the advantage is just huge because not only are you getting a much higher interest rate, you're not paying tax on that interest. And by the way, down the road, you can 1035 exchange annuities into long-term care and pull all the money out tax-free. So it's just something to keep in mind, a little tidbit. You get the tax referral, you get liquidity, you get the guarantees. They also avoid probate when you die. So, hey, you've burned another week with me. I appreciate your interest. I will be back next week with another new show. Have a great week. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Long-Term Care Radio with certified long-term care planning specialist, Brian Ott. You can download and subscribe to the podcast at 525longtermcare.com and learn about all the long-term care planning options available. If you have questions for Brian or would like information about any of his upcoming long-term care webinars, go to 525longtermcare.com. Be sure to join us next weekend for another edition of Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. For information, show schedules, and podcasts, go to 525longtermcare.com.
The issue of long-term care is so important. A lot of states like Washington are seeking to pass laws requiring payroll deductions to fund it. But the reality is the state solution is simply a drop in the bucket that will not provide meaningful protection for you or your family. 525 Advisors can provide meaningful coverage through new plans with guaranteed leverage that turn every dollar into at least $3 of long-term care coverage tax-free. And you get your money back if you never use it, just like the custom plan my wife and I got. Join Brian Ott from 525 Advisors for an upcoming free live webinar. Learn how repositioning some of your savings is a secure way to triple your money today to pay for the high cost of long-term care. Like the state, we agree long-term care is a serious issue, but don't settle for the government's flawed plan. Learn your own options. Attend an upcoming 525 Advisors free live webinar. For the schedule, go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.